Welcome to the audio introduction for ACADA. ACADA is written by Michael John O'Neill and directed by Lucy Morrison. Performances run until the 18th of March, with evening performances Monday through Saturday at 7:45 p.m. and matinee performances on Thursdays and Saturdays at 2:45 p.m. The show is 1 hour and 30 minutes long with no interval. Access tickets are £10. To become an Access member, please email access@hampsteadtheatre.com or call our box office on 0207 722 9301. As you enter the Hampstead Theatre, the box office is directly to your left. If you require any assistance, please ask a member of staff. The cast of ACADA features Ruby Campbell as Kelly, Mairead McKinley as Sarah, and Amy Molloy as Jill. Jill has returned home to the north coast of Northern Ireland, determined to speak to her younger sister Kelly for the first time in 3 years. She is shocked to discover that Kelly has become a devout member of a rapidly expanding Christian community called Harvest. As Jill struggles to reconcile this Kelly with the Kelly she has been keeping safe in her mind, a noise is gathering at their periphery that refuses to go unheard any longer. After entering through the studio door, there is a seating bank directly to your left with its seats facing forward. This audio introduction will be told from the perspective of this seating bank. The stage is in the middle of the space, measuring 14.8 feet deep and 19.16 feet wide. The stage and the set are obscured by an almost sheer grey shiny curtain, drawn around to make an enclosed rectangular space measuring 16.4 feet wide and 11.38 feet deep. On the right of the enclosed space is a corridor, 4.6 feet wide and 11.22 feet deep. There is a gap on the left side of the corridor for access to the stage. If you walk through the corridor, you will reach the seating bank on the far side of the stage. Both walls on the left and right side of the space are covered with a floor-to-ceiling image of a sun setting on the sea, and the words, "Give him thanks," are written at the top in large white letters. As the play begins, a young woman, Jill, enters the curtain box. The curtain is translucent so she can be seen through the material dancing freely. Kelly enters after a short time and draws the curtain back on both sides so that we can see into the space, including the audience on the other seating bank. The floor is covered by squares of carpet that alternate light and dark grey like a chessboard, and with the occasional blue square placed at random. The left and right sides of the space still have their grey curtains hanging across them. On the left, there is a low rectangular coffee table with a medium-sized Monstera plant atop, housed in a white ceramic pot. Also on the table are some leaflets with "Come and Worship with Us" written in white and "Welcome Home" written below in dark blue. Next to the leaflets is a black tote-style bag with sand stuck to its bottom, as if it has been left on the beach for a while. Below the table is a pair of dark blue women's low-heeled office shoes, also covered in sand. Next to the table is a large pale pink sports bag with grey straps and grey mesh on each end. The bag is zipped shut. Further upstage on the left are two pale wooden chairs with metal legs. On the right of the stage, opposite the coffee table, is another pale wooden chair with metal legs. Three warm yellow lights hang from the ceiling, encased in white cylinders with a silver rim. These lights dim at points throughout the show when noise, music and voices crescendo.
Hello, I'm Ruby and I play Kelly in ACADA by Michael John O'Neill. I'm 5'4" and I have blonde hair and blue eyes. When we first meet Kelly, she is wearing a wetsuit with an oversized blue t-shirt over the top, which has the blue and green Harvest Church logo on the front with the slogan "Welcome Home" in white lettering. Kelly is wet and sandy from being in the sea and on the beach. She's in her bare feet and wears silver hoop earrings and a silver necklace with a cross. Her hair is plaited away from her face and she's wearing a bit too much makeup. After her first exit, she changes out of the wetsuit into light blue skinny jeans, a clean Harvest t-shirt, a light pink hoodie and a pair of grey Converse trainers. She takes the hoodie off as she prepares to pray. At the very end of the play, Kelly enters wearing a turquoise blue knee-length summer dress and the grey Converse. She wears no jewellery and appears childlike. Kelly speaks in the same accent as me, if slightly higher in places, because she is 18. I hope you enjoy the show.
Hello, my name is Mairead McKinley. and this is the voice accent I will be using in the play. I play the part of Sarah. I am about five foot five. I have long blonde hair scraped tightly back into a low-hanging ponytail. I have a white bandage on my forehead above my right eye. I will be wearing a long, floating, creamy white cotton frock, which stops just above my ankles. It is short-sleeved with two pockets either side. On my feet, I am wearing lilac rubber Crocs. I will be carrying a Dunn's Stores labelled reusable bag. It's black with white writing saying Dunn's Stores. And in this bag, I will have a packet of tissues, a ladder, and some glasses. Lots of love.
Hello, I'm Amy Molloy. I'm playing Jill, or Gillian, as she's also known. Jill wears a black loose-fitting blouse tucked into grey wide-leg high-waist trousers and a light grey jacket, which gets removed. She is barefoot, and her clothes are wet and sandy. Her hair is long and wild and only half tied up. Her earrings are very small gold hoops. Jill's body language is what some may describe as masculine. She has had to armour herself in life physically. She is restless and barely still. She stalks the stage and can be seen occasionally scratching or picking at her skin.